have all these new domain names, right? You know how they released all the new domain names. They're going to become available this winter. And what's happening is that companies are beginning to buy them up protectively to make sure that they're available when they open these websites. So the new domain .xxx, which is for X-rated websites, will become available like the rest of the others in this winter. And one of the companies buying a domain name is PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's part of their launch of a campaign to use adult film stars in their campaigns against the use of animal products.
It's fun, you know, because it's kind of like, okay, porn star, she's a sex kitten, so it kind of plays in with the words. And I've always been intrigued by the campaign, and I think it's something very simple that everybody who owns a pet can do. It doesn't take a lot.
That is Sasha Gray, who is an adult film star. Joining us now, Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, creator of the website Make Love, Not Porn, which makes you particularly qualified to have this discussion, Cindy.
Very glad to be part of it.
Well, explain to me how effective this could possibly be, the marrying of PETA with adult films.
Sure. Well, first of all, I have to say that this is another step in what, to be frank, is a long history of very creative and innovative marketing from PETA. And I give them full credit for as a fundamental principle approach, taking some very innovative approaches to how they want to get their message across. That being said, the thing that I would question here is how effective this site will be in the context of what they appear to plan to do with it, which is use the XXX domain to be the gateway to not only adult content and porn, but also to, as I understand it, very graphic images of animals being mistreated and the like. And I say that because I think there's something very interesting in the idea of PETA using porn, but it would need to be really fully integrated into what PETA's message is to get people to actually change their behavior in the way that PETA wants them to.
And really, how effective is it is the real question. So really, what they're using is a porn site as a portal into a completely different website, right? I mean, people may go there, find this in some Google search or Bing search, think that they're clicking on just a porn site and end up seeing messages from PETA about the mistreatment of animals and, as you say, sometimes upsetting photos.
Well, it sounds like PETA do intend to feature porn on the site. And I actually think that could be very interesting for them because, funnily enough, PETA's general strategy for influencing people's attitudes and behavior is a lot of the time to make people very concerned about the way that animals are treated, which is effectively guilting people into rethinking their habits. Funnily enough, that's exactly the same approach that both the music industry and the porn industry are currently taking themselves to the issue of piracy within those two sectors. And I certainly question how effective that is going to be, particularly in porn, because we've seen it's not very effective in the music industry.
Interesting. Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, creator of the website Make Love, Not Porn. Thanks again, Cindy.
Pleasure.
We're talking about the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. They've registered for the domain PETA.xxx.